This is chapter 12 in the sealed book of Moses. Joseph prophesies in Egypt that Moses will deliver Israel from the Egyptian captivity. God reveals to Joseph that a branch of his descendants will be taken to a distant land, and from his loins, two seers and a mouthpiece will come to the aid of a Moses, whom the Lord will raise up in the last days. Verse 1. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "The Lord hath visited me, and I have obtained a promise from him, that the Lord God shall raise up a just branch from the loins of Jacob, a prophet, not the promised descendant. And behold, this prophet shall deliver my people out in the days of their bondage. 2. And it shall come to pass that they shall be scattered again, and a branch shall be broken, and brought to a far country beyond the sea. Nevertheless, they shall be remembered in the covenants of the Lord when the Messiah shall come. For it will be revealed to them in the last days, in the spirit of power, and he shall bring them out of darkness into the light, from hidden darkness, and from captivity to eternal freedom. And a seer God will lift from the fruit of my loins, who shall be a seer chosen to restore the ordinances of the house of Israel in this far land. 3. And the God of my fathers shall said unto me, Joseph, a chosen seer will I raise up out of the fruit of thy loins, and he shall be highly esteemed. And I will command him to do a work for the fruit of thy loins, for whosoever shall accept his words and be baptized because of them shall be numbered as part of the house of Ephraim, whom I have separated among his brothers. Therefore, a descendant of Joseph, the brother of Manasseh, to whom he shall be taken first to this place far beyond the great waters, and they shall be a remnant branch of the house of Jacob. And he will bring you to know the covenants which I made with your fathers, and he shall perform whatever work I command him. 4. And lo, I, the Lord, will make him great, and he shall be in my sight like Moses, and his name shall be known among all nations, for he shall do my work. Yea, truly, he will be like Moses, which I said that I would raise up to deliver my people, O house of Israel, from the oppression like the slaves. For behold, I will raise up a seer to deliver my people out of the land of Egypt, and he shall be called by the name of Moses. And by that name his brethren shall know that he belongeth unto the house of Israel. 5. Therefore the fruit of thy loins shall write a record as soon as his offspring obtain this land beyond the sea. And the fruit of the loins of Judah shall also write a record. And that which is written by the fruit of thy loins in this far country, and that which is written by the fruit of the loins of Judah, shall grow together, each in his own nation, for the purpose of confounding false doctrines, and appeasing contentions, and establishing peace between the fruit of thy loins and the house of Jacob in the last days, when then the words of these two records are brought to the notice of their fathers. And the knowledge of my covenants, which I made with the house of Israel, saith the Lord. 6. And again, a seer I will lift up of the fruit of thy loins, and I will give him power to carry my word to the seed of thy loins, who were brought into this land beyond the sea, and which are a remnant of the house of Manasseh and Ephraim. That is, to his brethren, and not only to bring to his brethren the words of his father, but to the convincing them of my word, which shall already have been declared unto them by the hand of the first seer of the last days. 7. And to this seer I will bless, and those who seek to destroy him will be confounded, because this promise I gave unto you, because of the first seer in the fullness of time, on whom I promised that I would remember the fruit of his loins from generation after generation, even after that arrow of death, a ray that I saw in the hand of the enemies, shot down the esteemed seer. And the name of his son shall be as his own, and it shall be Joseph. according to the name of his father. And he shall be like you, Joseph of Egypt. And what the Lord make by him shall lead my people in the latter days. 8. And the Lord swore to Joseph that he would keep his seed forever, saying, as I will raise up Moses in Egypt, that he may be a token of that which I will bring in the last days, having in his hand a rod to discernment, according to the Spirit, to write my words. But not many, for I will write my law by the finger of mine own hand on stone tablets, and I will prepare him a spokesman whose name shall be Aaron. 9. Behold, in the same way, I, the Lord, will raise up a Moses in the last days, and I will give him power over a rod and the ability to write a record. But I will not let him speak much, for I will not untie your tongue, but I will write unto him my law by the finger of my hand, which are the records of the ancient prophets of this place, that in this land overseas, my people will live by the teaching of a metal book. 10. Therefore, I will not make him powerful in words among these to whom he will carry his message, but I will write my law in your heart by the finger of mine own hand, and I will prepare him a spokesman, as Aaron shall be to Moses. But this one will come from thy loins, my servant Joseph. 11. Behold, therefore, I, the Lord, will raise up a Moses for the preservation of the fruit of thy loins, and I will prepare for him a spokesman from thy loins. And behold, I, the Lord, will make this one, a Moses, write the account that was left by the fruit of thy loins to the sons of men, and also to the knowledge of the fruit of thy loins. And the spokesman of thy loins will declare to his people in the last days. 12. Behold, therefore, the words that this, a Moses, shall write, shall be the words which I, in my wisdom, deem fit to come unto the fruit of thy loins in the fullness of times. And it shall be as if the fruit of thy loins cried out to them from the dust, that these words may rise again in the latter days, for I know their faith. And all thy seed shall cry out from the dust, yea, they will cry repentance unto their brethren that dwell upon the face of the earth, even after many generations have passed, with the opening of these words unto the children of men. 13. And because of their faith, behold, the words of this one, Moses, shall come forth out of my mouth unto their brethren, which are the fruit of thy loins, and of the weakness of his words. For behold, he shall not be able to speak, but I will strengthen him by faith, so that the covenants which I have made with thy fathers can be remembered concerning the gifts of my spirit in the last days. 14. And because of this covenant, you are blessed. For thy seed shall not be destroyed, for they shall hearken unto the words of the book that this, a Moses, shall deliver unto his spokesman, in whose cry of repentance to his brethren shall be heard by many, even according to the simplicity of his words, saying after many generations. 15. Until I, the Lord, raise up thy brethren in the last days, yea, one mighty among them who shall do much good, both in word and in deed, being an instrument in my hands, with exceeding faith to work mighty wonders, and to do that thing which is great in the sight of God, unto the bringing to pass much restoration unto the house of Israel and unto the seed of thy brethren. This is the end of chapter 12.